Hey everyone, before we dive in, I just want to drop a quick reminder that Spewfest is coming up on February 8th, 2020. What's Spewfest? Well, it's 44 bands playing between the Cobra and the East Room, that's what it is. Announced acts include Sunseeker, Savoy Motel, Daishin McBride, Howling Giant, The Medium, Quiet Entertainer, Sad Baxter, and 37 other acts. It's a lot, but in the best way possible. Tickets are on sale now, linked on the detail page for this episode. Thanks. Hello and welcome to We Own This Town Music, the podcast for showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 181. This show is brought to you by We Own This Town, a podcast network of entertainment and documentary content produced by Nashville residents for a global audience. You know what they say, all roads lead to Nashville. They actually did say that at one point in time. Every show on our network is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you like to listen. Hit us up at weownthistown.net for details on all of our shows, the lowdown on the latest episode releases, and convenient links to subscribe. Quite frankly, you can just search for We Own This Town on your favorite podcast app, and everything will reveal itself to you. Try it out. We're also on all the social networks at We Own This Town. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook for notices about new episodes on all of our shows. Speaking of new shows, last week was a great batch of new episodes. Liquid Gold ran down their top three cocktails of the last decade and made some predictions on trends coming our way in 2020. Nashville Demystified released a trip of an episode featuring an interview with the Weird Sisters, all chopped and screwed into a sound collage that is absolutely fascinating to listen to. Thick as Thieves returned for their second season with a chat about Marcel Duchamp's fountain, you know, the artwork that is a literal urinal, and how many times it has been defaced. It's more times than you'd think, even one time by Brian Eno. All great stuff and more great stuff coming soon. New episodes of Filmography Club and Hot Minute are right around the corner. Go subscribe to everything. You won't want to miss it. This is my promise to you. Many, many thanks to Joni for coming out for the interview on episode 180. I've been wanting to talk to him forever about all the things he's involved with, and the conversation was even better than I'd hoped. If you haven't heard it yet, go back and listen to that episode, and then immediately listen to his new music streaming on all of the things. Just look up Joni. Go on Instagram and search for Joni, Joni, Joni. It's the most fun to type. This week on the show, we have no compass, no course, no underlying theme. These are just some items that have come my way through happenstance and a little bit of poking around. There's a few familiar names in here and several new ones, so let's just get right to it. Thank you. That was Palm Ghosts with their newest track, Wide Awake and Waiting, a single that came out in early January. We've actually played them on the show somewhat recently, but I'm really smitten with what they're doing, so I'm playing them again. It's hard to hear this and not immediately think of New Order, Jesus and Mary Chain, Bauhaus, or any number of bands from that sort of proto-goth post-punk era, but that is a compliment. It's not a pejorative for a band to have a thing, and Palm Ghost's thing just happens to be that they're influenced by a bunch of bands that I really love. The band has been releasing tracks pretty steadily over the past few months, and I'm optimistic that trend will continue. Actually, also hopeful. Go look up all of their offerings on their Bandcamp page or on your preferred streaming service. I'll link it up on the detail page for this episode. Enough about that. Let's just keep going. We got a lot of music to get through this week, so next. Dead Cures with their single Listen, Repeat, a track released back in 2017 that I'm just now encountering. So, funny thing happened this week. I got a request on Facebook, as you do, to like the page of Siggy Junk, aka Sharon Junk, aka Sharon Cultic Junk, a musician in town that I am familiar with because of their involvement in the band Kink Adore. I poked around on the Facebook page, ended up on an official website, and on several Bandcamp pages, all of which led me to music that's been out for a few years, but nothing particularly brand new. However, all of that to say, I believe there's something brewing over there that may yield something new in the future. Why would I get invited to like a page for an artist that hasn't released anything new in a couple years? I think it's a sign. It's a signal that new music's on the way. We'll see. That's a rather pointless story, I admit, but it did lead me to find this song by Sharon's other potentially defunct band, Dead Cures, and I really like it. It's that chorus that got me. Delightful. Been listening to that several times. That's really all I've got to say about Sharon Junk for now, but we'll see. There might be more in the future. Let's just keep going. On to the next thing.
Should have said goodbye. See it in hindsight.
Rush from Novice Leaders off their recently released self-titled EP. I stumbled on this while cruising around Bandcamp's newest releases for Nashville, and it really checked a lot of boxes for me. One, vocoder voice. Check. End of list. That's all you need. Sure, I like the rest of the song, but if you work in a vocoder, I'm probably gonna like your song. That is literally all it takes. The rest of the EP is a great listen. It's quite a bit darker than this track, but there's lots of great thick keyboards and driving bass lines. Definitely worth a listen. Linked on the episode detail page. Of course, as always, please go check out more from Novice Leaders. Really nice EP there. All right, next.
Oh,
That was Anson Hone with Lazy Susan off of the recently released Dear Nimbus single. Bit of a dark, slow burner there, but there is something I like about that foreboding vibe. Pair that track with the Palm Ghost track at the top of the show, and you got yourself a hell of a show bill. Anson Hone released another EP back in 2016 called Anson and the Rest. There was kind of this atmospheric record filled with poetry and spoken word that was, on the surface, impossible to listen to. If I described it to you, you would say, no thank you. But in reality, it was oddly soothing. It was a bit left of center, it was strange, but it had a magical allure to it, honestly. These two new tracks have a similar thing going. I can't quite articulate what it is about them that I'm drawn to, but I am. The lead track, Dear Nimbus, is 8 minutes long, so I went with the somewhat poppier jam here, Lazy Susan, but that primary track is a really logical extension of that 2016 EP. It's longer form spoken word over atmospheric sounds. You can't quite pin down why you're enamored by it, but you are. It's fantastic that this kind of thing is coming out of Nashville. Really interesting. Thank you for sending this along, Anson. Definitely appreciate the heads up. All right, next up, a much different vibe.
Two. There is a place on the corner that I frequently go. I'm a regular patron for one and one reason alone. For the portions, passes, or even a take. And as for convenience, you would call it out of my way. My teeth are smiling, but mostly for hiding the truth. Truth is, and my tongue is trying to break through the roof. Get some wine so that I could wash this bite down and tell you the reason why I keep on hanging around. What helps me forget about taste keeps me coming back to this place. It's worth every penny I waste. Something she needs. You know I'd eat anything that she said in front of me. And now I'm hearing a boyfriend as a late just stopped coming around. Well, this meal tastes much worse than guilt, but I can still get it down. Forget about taste, keeps me coming back to this place. It's worth every penny I waste. Only the waitress, only the waitress, oh, only the waitress, only the waitress.
That was Station Wagon, one word, with the track The Waitress. Here's another fun story for you. I was getting coffee at my local coffee shop. That's The Falcon in Wedgewood, Houston, a wonderful place for a lunch or a coffee. I was getting a coffee there, and the barista there told me that her boyfriend recorded an album at the studio beneath the We Own This Town studios, and that the band was called Station Wagon. Of course, I had to look it up. So after some searching, some very difficult searching, Google said, did you mean station wagon? Two words. And I said, no, I meant station wagon, one word. And it said, did you mean Station Wagon, the punk band out of Dallas, Texas? And I said, no, I don't know what I'm looking for. So I went to Spotify, searched for it. First result, easy. Don't trust Google. Lots of dead ends there in terms of my searching and me sharing pointless stories with you. But I really like this record. It's got a heavy country vibe to it, but there's a really laid back, languid feel to it that I really enjoy. Go hear the whole thing. Go to Spotify, type in Station Wagon, one word. Don't waste your time with Google like I did. Find the record, cue it up, enjoy. Let's switch gears entirely once again. Was Blackpool Mecca with Surf Lords, recently released at the tail end of 2019. I got tipped off to this track from the No Country for New Nashville Spotify playlist, where they include lots of local artists on a rolling basis. Really great resource for finding new stuff. I do recommend reading No Country for New Nashville. We are not exclusive here at We Own This Town. I also recommend reading The Cream and picking up Honky Tonk Badonkadonk and following whoever can inform you about the local scene in all of its different forms and shapes. We want you to love Nashville. That's what we're here for. And, you know, if you're not a Nashville resident, sorry, you should still read No Country for New Nashville. It's a very nice blog. From what I can tell, this band only has one other track out there, and it's equally as bombastic. There was a time in my life that this was the majority of the kind of music I listened to, and I'm happy to know that it is thriving in Nashville. Blackpool Mecca plays February 20th at Dark Matter, and I imagine it will be a very sweaty endeavor. That's really all I know about Blackpool Mecca. So let's switch gears yet again.
How's your coffee in the morning? They make it just the way you like. Have a stroll around the neighborhood midday, singing wouldn't it be nice. You add gas again on the interstate. chasing both of your back lights. An officer of the law in the hand. Cause you're pretty and you're wild. When everybody likes you, everybody likes you. It's so easy to get by when you don't even have to try. Cause everybody likes you, everybody likes you. It's so easy to get by when you don't even have to try. So find a love whom you really care. A thousand times or more whenever you change your mind. He's gotta go and make new friends now. Things are seldom as they seem. Everyone is a part of the same team. Cause everybody likes you, everybody likes you. It's so easy to defy when you don't even have to try. Cause everybody likes you, everybody likes you. It's so easy to defy when you don't even have to try. How's your coffee in? Just the way you lie.
Everybody Likes You from Harpooner. Their last full-length album, Rose Park, is a really enjoyable collection of pop songs, but it was released in 2016. So, throughout 2019, we started to see the band slowly start to release new material. There's another single called Violet Rain that's a bit more of a ballad, and there's also a collaborative track with Okie Dokie called Edge of America, which we played on the show a while back. So they're coming out. You're seeing a few trickles here from Harpooner, and it is good to hear. The strings in this track were a real surprise and an absolute treat. I'm excited to hear whatever comes next and to make sure that this track goes into regular rotation. Harpooner, we got our ears out for you. Okay, let's wrap up the show with a little bit of an extra special ditty for you.
Gotta get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late? Got a big day, gotta get home before the sun comes up. Up and away, got a big day, sorry can't stay. Gotta get home, pick up the phone, gotta let the people know I'm gonna be late. There was a time when we could dance until a quarter to ten. We never thought it would end then, we never thought it would end. We used to carry on drinking to rock and roll. We never thought we'd get older, we never thought we'd grow cold. Before the morning comes, what if I'm late? Got a big day, gotta get home before the sun comes up. Up and away, got a big day, sorry I can't stay. I gotta run, run, yeah. Gotta get home. before the mower won't come. What if I'm late? Got a big day, gotta get home before the sun comes up. Up in the way, got a big day, sorry can't stay. I gotta run, yeah. Gotta get home, pick up the phone, gotta let the people know I'm going.
Gotta Get Up, an absolutely classic song from Harry Nilsson, performed by Sean Nelson. If you're not familiar with the name Harry Nilsson, well, I can't really hold a full seminar here on the show about how wonderful his work is, but do yourself a favor and start Googling him immediately. For this particular context, all you need to know is that back in 1970, Nilsson recorded an entire album of songs written by Randy Newman. That album was called Nilsson Sings Newman. Sean Nelson has put together an entire album of covers called, wait for it, Nelson Sings Nilsson. The record contains 14 tracks that span a wide breadth of Nilsson's career, and he does such a great job of capturing the spirit of those songs, but adding a lot of his own flavor. He never really goes too far off the rails, but it definitely feels unique and distinct to Sean Nelson. They sound like Nilsson, but they also sound like Nelson. I think mission accomplished there. Apparently, this album has been in the works for many, many years. Over a decade, I think. Go check out the We Own This Town podcast called Nashville Demystified and find the episode interviewing Sean Nelson to get some more insight about the process here. He's obviously a tried and true fan of Nilsson, and that really shines through on this record. It is damn good stuff. All right, that's it. That's our show. A real smorgasbord of great local music, if I do say so myself. Find us at weownthistown.net or at weownthistown on all the social media networks, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I mean, I know there's more social media networks, but those are the three that we're concerned with. You can send us stuff. Our DMs are open. And you know what? You can always email me directly, michael@weownthistown.net. It is very easy. The music bed for the show is by Upright T-Rex Music. Find them at uprighttrexmusic.com. Thank you for listening. I will talk at you next time. Bye.